Let's go, get off the couch. Let's go, there's no need to fight about it. Let's go, I'll be there in 5, 'cause I can't stand any more of your whining. Let's go, it's been forever.
It's the same old story. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy mopes until his buddies can't take it anymore and drag him out for guys' night. Later, boy meets new girl, boy's psycho ex-girlfriend screws things up, boy contemplates love and Mexican food. We've all been there before. This is the storyline for the album Saturday Night, just released by Cincinnati's The Infinity Ball. The Infinity Ball is comprised of Rick Reed, Tom Jansing, John Stickney, and John Hoer. The foursome create high-energy prog pop with excellent vocal harmonies and a quirky sense of humor. You may want to think of them as Cincinnati's answer to Bare Naked Ladies.
Everybody's hanging out, laughing and joking about the crowd. I'm ready to buy another round. I just don't want it to end.
Saturday Night is the second full-length release by The Infinity Ball, and the 12-track album reads as a chronology of misadventure with such titles as Let's Go, Super Psycho Ex-Girlfriend, Lament at the Taco Bell, and Will You Remember Me? Presented as a kind of concept album, Saturday Night spins a twisted yarn of love, loss, liquor, and nachos.
Here I am sitting at the Taco Bell. I can't believe this happened again. Was the best thing I'd ever seen. I would have done anything to be by her side.
The CD also comes with a 14-page bonus graphic novel that helps to illustrate this sad and desperate tale.
Ready to ask that vixen a number, but Heather, she screwed me again. Gods, how they mock me, 'cause now all that I see is my nacho supreme as I cry. Why can't you leave me alone? It's over and done, and I'm never coming back. Just let it go. Let me go.
Musically, what the Infinity Ball succeed at most is displaying a well-balanced repertoire of themes and abilities. They are equally adept at jazzy prog rock and Chili Peppers-like funk rock, as they are at heavy waltz ballads and lighthearted pop, all the time balancing it out with well-rehearsed and polished harmonies.
Do not panic. Your ex-girlfriend is approaching.
Sadly, poor production can often kill a good album. Recorded and engineered at Group Effort Studios, the overall sound of the album is thin and washed out, particularly the drum tracks. In songs where the guitars are supposed to rock out, like Super Psycho Ex-Girlfriend and Escape, they feel overly compressed and fail to cut through.
And it's love, it's love, it's love.
It's love, it's love, it's love, everything is done.
unfortunately, in the lighter and more acoustic tracks like The Girl and the beginning of Will You Remember Me, the vocals are well presented and really carry the weight of the music. If what you're looking for is a well-earned night out with friends and a chance to let loose and enjoy some super fun, good time music, then seek out the Infinity Ball when and wherever possible. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.